How did you get stumps out of the ground and things like that?
Oh,
when
well,
you were cleaning up land.
I tell you what happened with this little place here. I just burned them down. There wasn't such a big stump. And you didn't, I'd just go around them after it was cut and burned up. But to just get them up out of the ground, I never did do it. I didn't have too many big trees. They're all willows, like your wrist and smaller. I had one or two, three or four big trees in this place I cleaned up. I burned it up. I could plow across it, straight across, just like I do this.
Yes.
But it growed up on me again because it stayed wet. And right now it's got willows and young stuff on it. I don't bother with it. It's about the only wood that I own anyhow. There's about an acre on my 10 acres.
Was there a way that you got trees out of the ground, stumps out of the ground?
Sometime I would do it like this here. I'd dig around them, you know, and cut them deep in the ground while the plow would hit it. I did a little of that, but it wasn't much. I never had much of that to do.
How would they get logs out of the woods?
They would take,
they tied a rope around them and
a chain and snake them with the
snake. That means what? They
just drag them out the way.
They tied a rope and
yeah,
and did what? Drug
with two mules of double trees. And you drag them. I've dragged them from down there out in the other part of the woods.
Is that?
That's where we do it.
When you were cutting wood, you might get a piece of a wood like that and you'd lay it across a kind of an X-shaped frame.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? That frame, when you cut wood, what would you lay it across?
I usually use a big piece and then I'd lay it across that. That would make it cut better, you know, and then land flat. Sometimes you get it real small, it'll break itself. That's the way we do it with axe. Then we use saw too.
Did you see those things that they would lay wood across when they were cutting them?
Yeah. Usually they would do it with another log. It'd be lame. Then they put this one on it. That's the way we do it.
What sort of things did you use to keep that axe sharp?
We had a stone that one somebody could turn. You'd have to have a little boy or another person. And he'd turn it. It had a stain. And you just hold the axe and change it back and forth. Change it back and forth, you get it sharp. What you call it, a grinding stone. I tell you what, it was me. Thought I had a piece of something here. I'll show you. Like a small wheel, you know, the stone. Grinding the rock it was. It had an axe went right through it like that. And then it had a hammer. One fella turned it the whole time and you was sharp. I did it by myself. You couldn't do a good job by yourself, trying to guide the axe. You have to have a stain with them too. My dad had one about that tall. A stain.